Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Ellsworth. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli takes first base on ball four. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to third. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball four. Askew moves to second. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards first. Horton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. as Q hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. as Q is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. As Q hits a line drive into right field for a base hit, Hinton moves to third. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verhaals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. As Q moves to second. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth bunts towards third. Verhaals fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheinblum hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a pop-up towards third. Verhaals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Scheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Scheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fuller strikes out. One out. Max Alvis pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-4 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyle fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lyle. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Andrews strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-4 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyle covering, for the out. One out. Richie Scheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheinblum is 0-for-4 in the game. Scheinblum takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scheinblum moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hinton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuller. The throw from Gibson and he is safe. Fuller steals second. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lyle, and towards Andrews, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to third. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-5 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Burchard now pitching. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Sparky Lyle. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Conigliaro pinch runs for Dick Schofield. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Conigliaro. The throw from Askew and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Mike Paul now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Wens now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Sheinblum is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Chuck Hinton. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horton moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is walked intentionally. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to third. Hall moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Verhals is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Lee May now playing left field. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 5 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro bunts in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Verhals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wentz fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to second. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 6 in the game. Cardenal is walked intentionally. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Fred Wentz. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Andrews hits a fly ball towards right. Sheinbloom catches it and throws to home to double up Gibson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Landis now pitching. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Landis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 4 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Askew and he is out, Fuller applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhals. The throw from Gibson and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 4 in the game. With 2 walks. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. With 3 walks. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to third. George Thomas pinch hits for Bill Landis. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli scores. Gibson moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 7 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got one RBI. Smith is walked intentionally. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and two walks. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pizarro, and towards Petrocelli, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a line drive into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Brown reaches second base with a double. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk, Sheinblum strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.